Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hi, it's Mike Pesca sitting in for Brian Lehrer. So let me ask you this. What would you call a boss who engaged in the following behavior? He has an underling, really an unpaid servant. It's like an intern, let's say. He rides this underling really, really hard. And one day, he's watching his underling's son play around, and he notices the son has a physical abnormality. And here's what the boss says, quote, to the underling, you should be ashamed of yourself. We would call that boss a monster, would we not? No. The answer is we would call him Santa Claus. That is an exact line of dialogue from the 1964 Rankin Bass Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer TV special. Was watching last night, was appalled. But it just goes to show the changing attitudes of our relationship towards Yule times. We remember it one way, we celebrate it a separate way. And our question is, how has Christmas changed for you? What traditions have you held on to? There are a couple of new studies out or surveys out about how Americans celebrate Christmas, and Abby Olheiser has written about them for the Atlantic Wire. It's actually now just called The Wire. Hello, welcome to WNYC, Abby.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And let me give out the number with that question. The changing traditions of Christmas? Our number is 212-433-9692. What do you miss? What do you wish we had back? And how about this one? What are you trying to jettison, but maybe members of your specific tradition, say family members, will just not let go of? So I thought, Abby, that the greatest finding of the Pew study, which found that a surprising number of adults in a home without children who believe in Santa still pretend to get a gift from Santa. 18% of parents whose children don't believe still pretend, and 22% of adults with no children at all in the house still pretend. And I should say by pretend, I mean, you know, declare their belief for any of our 5-year-old listeners. But Abby, what do you make of that particular fact?
You know, I was thinking about that, and I don't know precisely how those questions were worded, but I was thinking that maybe the 22% of people who say don't have minor children at home mm-hmm. at all who do this, maybe their grandparents or relatives who have children coming over for Christmas morning, and maybe they've been visited by Santa instead, you know, for those children instead of their own children. The 18% I'm not of people who have kids who are too old to participate in Santa rituals, who still pretend anyway. You know, I'm not sure quite what to make of it. Maybe some of them are still just kind of holding on to that tradition of the ritual of Santa visiting, even if their kids aren't.
Yes, we are saying pretend. I want to clarify, 5-year-olds. By pretend, we mean declaring our belief. Our number is 212-433-WNYC. If anyone out there still declares his or her belief in Santa, even though there's no one around who would be buying that declaration, give us a call and tell us, please, what's that all about? All right, so Abby, this Pew Research study found that 90% of Americans celebrate Christmas. What about, you know, what's the breakdown on religious holiday versus just a fun thing you've always done?
Yeah, okay. So they asked between religious and cultural were the two distinctions that Pew made. And they found that about half of Americans view it as a more religious holiday, while 32% view it as a more cultural holiday, and a smaller number, 9%, thought it was a little bit of both. Which makes sense because also it's not just Christians who celebrate Christmas. About 80% of non-Christians in America also celebrate Christmas, and that includes, I think, about 87% of people who declare no belief at all.
Right. So with Christmas goes a tree, although not always. The Pew survey found out that 79% of Americans will put up a tree, but the people who remember having a tree is 92%. Do you really think that there are fewer trees or just more sepia-toned memories?
That's a good question. I mean, the only answer I have to that is anecdotal. I live in a New York apartment, and there's no way I'm fitting a tree that would satisfy my Christmas tree needs into my tiny little living room.
So you don't even have
that makes sense.
You don't have the tiny little 2-foot tree that I have in my apartment?
It's not the same. It's not the same. I just come home to my parents' house to see our giant tree instead.
Yeah, my tree cannot even bear the load of our ornaments. And they're not like extra heavy lead ornaments. It just is definitely Charlie Brown's sad Christmas tree. 212-433-9692. Have you jettisoned the tree? And if so, why? Now, you also wrote about, as aside from just looking at this survey, you wrote about the idea of the war on Christmas. And you went back a few hundred years to just sort of mock the intensity of our current battle. Can you tell us what you found?
Yeah, okay. So what I found is that the Puritans in the 17th century actually waged a much better war on Christmas if you're looking for pure kind of effectiveness. The Puritans in New England actually banned Christmas for a couple decades because they believed that the holiday had no theological significance. And even if you were going to celebrate the story of the birth of Jesus, that there was really no reason to do it on December 25th.
There, you know, it's unbelievable now that even as recently as, you know, the Charlie Brown Christmas special, Linus or Lucy were railing against the commercialization of Christmas. Now the Christmas-related railing is that it's not commercialized enough. A group called the American Family Association lists these major companies as Christmas-friendly, neutral, and then they have a list of companies against Christmas. They say Barnes & Noble is against Christmas. I would assume that about 15% of Barnes & Noble total income is based on Christmas. I don't know that they're against Christmas. They say that Family Dollar Store is against Christmas, Foot Locker is against Christmas, but the biggest offender is Radio Shack. They're literally calling for a boycott of Radio Shack because if you put Christmas into the search engine on their site, it doesn't come up with anything, although I did it today, and there was like one Christmas-related electronic gadget. You know, I don't even know if the question is, do the people who are railing for the commercialization realize what they're doing? I assume that a lot of this talk on places like the Fox News Network is pretty cynical and they know it gets people excited. But have you talked to any people who would like to see more Christmas in their Barnes & Noble?
Well, I mean, I think that that question gets at to – so that debate is about whether you should say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays in a store, or whether a Christmas thing should be a like a holiday tree or a Christmas tree if you put one in the center of a town, say. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of people who would agree with that in the sense of a larger debate about the separation of church and state in America. I mean, that's what – like a lot of these like town center debates about – whether you can have a religious display in the center of town, that sort of stuff that gets talked about in the War of Christmas, that's really about the public display of religion. It's just packaged as this War in Christmas idea. So, you talk to any evangelicals, they'll have a quite different take on, say, you or me.
Yeah. Well, I have a slightly different take about the conflation of all the holidays and pretending that Hanukkah, which ended 3 weeks ago or ended a couple weeks ago, is still going on. I was skating at South Street Seaport. I recommend it, by the way. Nice tree down there, too. A new rink this year. And they it mixed amidst the Christmas carols were Hanukkah songs. And I was singing to my son, you know, Hanukkah is over and you don't have to pretend it's here. Darlene from Brooklyn. Hello, Darlene. Tell us about the magic of Christmas, please.
Well, you know, I just want to laugh because I like that Hanukkah is over, what you said to your son. But in my home, my daughter's an adult. She's 25. It is just the spirit that takes over around the holidays of giving, of joy, of laughter. She was quite old before she realized that there really was no quote-unquote Santa. Mm-hmm. But who cares?
Yeah.
It's just the season. It's the magic. When my family comes to my home, they're all just, oh, yeah, we know Santa comes here. And he does. I actually put gifts underneath the tree still from Santa, those special gifts. It's in different paper. So it's the magic of the season, and who cares? Let's just have some magic and enjoy the giving and the joy. And I also know that it's not the actual birth of quote-unquote Jesus, so it's all okay. It doesn't matter.
I like the attention to detail. You got to wrap it in different gift. I mean,
absolutely.
What are the chances that you and Santa would have the same wrapping paper?
And a different handwriting. I do it with my left hand. Well, Santa does it with a different handwriting. That's right, for the five-year-olds.
Oh, my God. This is less a magical tradition and more of a heist, it seems like. More of a perpetuation of the greatest scam ever pulled. I want to ask you about another tradition, Abby. There's caroling. Wow. We talked about the decline in Christmas trees. People, it seems, caroling's really fallen out of favor. 36% of Americans have memories of going caroling, while just 16% plan to do it this year. Why do you think that is?
That's a really good question. I mean, I almost wonder if people remember doing caroling associated with schools or with church groups or something like that, where you just don't, you know, like who's going to organize a caroling group for a bunch of adults unless it's a family doing it in a neighborhood? And it just seems like there's a lot less of that. There are more opportunities to make children or to allow children to sing carols in a group in some sort of setting than there are adults doing it.
That's true. I don't disagree. I think you may have overthought it. I think there is one explanation, the Occam's razor of why caroling has fallen down. Jingle Bell Rock. That song stinks. And that song, when sung by seven people, stinks times seven. We've got to eliminate Jingle Bell Rock. Thomas from Paterson, New Jersey. Hello, Thomas. Welcome to WNYC. Tom, you there? Oh, I think eight tiny reindeer came along and took him. Let's take Brian from Portland. Hello, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
Which Portland you're from?
Portland, Maine.
All right. Go right ahead.
Basically, what it is that I was telling your operator that my family's very big on Christmas, and my wife and I are from Long Island, and we moved up to Maine about 6 years ago. And unfortunately, about last year, my wife and I had a house fire. And so we're not really big on Christmas anymore, just the fact that the Christmas trees have known for, unfortunately, going up in flames. But it wasn't because of our Christmas tree, it was something else. But, you know, it's kind of, it's different Christmas time this year for my wife compared to me. That, you know, I'm a big Christmas guy. My wife's kind of really skeptical now with the whole tragic event we had.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, though. Being up there in Maine, a little bit closer to the North Pole, is it inherently more Christmassy, or do you miss the, you know, wattage of the light displays in Diker Heights and other New York neighborhoods?
Well, I mean, I do miss the light displays like Rockefeller Center, for example.
Yeah.
But they do have a big Christmas tree right in the middle of Portland, Maine, and Monument Square. But you actually could see Santa actually going over Maine because, you know, no light pollution up there.
That's right. Excellent. The tracking of Santa does get helped by being in Maine. Thanks a lot, Brian. Our number again, 212-433-9692. Talking to Abby Olheiser, who writes for The Atlantic and The Atlantic Wire about some of these things that are changing around Christmas. I mean, overall, do you think, Abby, that our culture has done a good job in accommodating the modern with Christmas, or are you one of those who thinks that Christmas, you know, should stand alone and be harken back to good times of youth and bygone eras?
I mean, I think for a lot of people, if you look at, say, the results about people gathering with family or friends on Christmas, almost everyone remembers doing that before, and almost everyone still does it now. There's definitely an element of nostalgia to Christmas, but, you know, there are traditions that are changing, and if you look at some of the other data, a lot of younger people don't go to church on Christmas. Mm-hmm. The religious services is declining overall on Christmas, and it's declining particularly about younger people. And, you know, what we found is when I was looking at the data is that Christmas, you know, before and after remains about family and remains about, frankly, presents. But it's more like the giving of gifts as opposed to the shopping for gifts. So it seems, you know, I think there's always a tendency to want to talk about the decline of something or something being worse than it was.
Yes.
What you remember as a kid. I don't know about that. You know, that's not anecdotally my experience. I'd be curious what other people thought.
I mean, the internet has just revolutionized. You remember waiting in those malls and those lines, and it's just not something I engage with ever. You know, the other day I had to go into a Best Buy to get headphones. I was like, oh yeah, this is why things are awful. I mean, buying something online is just the greatest. That's the greatest gift Santa ever gave to us, was the internet.
I'm one of the Americans who makes a lot of my own gifts, too. So I just consistently avoid that.
Yeah. Do you make headphones? Waseem from Parsippany, New Jersey. Hello.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Both of them, yeah.
Okay, great. By the way, yeah, I happen to be a Muslim and not, I was born in a Muslim tradition. All my parents, ancestors, siblings, they're all Muslims. But we celebrate Christmas. We have a Christmas tree for our kids. Though just for clarification's sake, Muslims do believe in Jesus Christ and virgin birth of Jesus and all the prophets of Bible and Old Testament. And this is not something I'm making up as a goodwill gesture or good or interfaith statement. This has been so for hundreds of years. I mean, it's on the authority of Quran. Quran has a chapter called Mary, number 19, and that recognizes Mary as the woman most honored in the entire universe. The word uses entire universe, not in the world, you know.
Right.
So there is a lot of this kind of a misapprehension and phobia generated over the last few years by various media outlets that sort of makes Muslims as if they have nothing to do with Christianity and so forth. But anyway, I'll stop here and let you say something. I just wanted to put this out there, you know. And Muslims have no problem celebrating Christmas at all because Jesus Christ is as much ours, according to Quran.
Well,
this is the he's mentioned like 27 times by name in Quran, while Muhammad is mentioned only 3 times.
Well, thank you, Waseem. And there we have an example of a Muslim American, using the Christmas tradition and incorporating it to his faith and his experience. And Abby Olheiser, I want to thank you very much. She wrote about some of these surveys and the old war against Christmas for The Atlantic Wire. Abby, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And my Christmas gift to you, dear listeners, is the Ronettes. And they're not singing Jingle Bell Rock, thank goodness. I'll speak to you in the new year. Some best of shows coming up. Take care.